Boker Tov, good morning. Today we're going to be doing Daf Pei Hei, Daf 85. Today's class is I want to wish a Mazal Tov to my brother. Actually, my brother and sister-in-law just had a baby boy, so big Mazal Tov to them. To be healthy baby, healthy mommy, Bezat Hashem. Jason. Okay, we're in the middle of Pei Dalet Amud Bet. We said in the Mishnah, Ketzad Yaseh Yitlen Nehemena. I said, what do you do? Yitlen Nehemena, you take the get back from her and then you give it to her. We're still talking about the case where you restricted her. You gave her the get and you said you can marry anyone except for this guy. And that was a problem. So the Gemara says, Man Tana, who is the Tana? Amar Chizkiya, Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar. It's following Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Omer, Ashi Yitlen Nehemena Vyasor Vitenenula. Yeah, you have to take the get back from her and give it to her. What's this case? He was talking about a case where he threw the get to her and he said, pick up this debt document. He didn't even say it's a get. He said it's something else. She picked it up and she saw it was a get. So he has to take it back from her. And then, what does he say? But Yomarlan has to say, hey, Gitich, this is your get. So he says, this is the same opinion over here. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Tema Rabbi, even if you want to say it's a Rabbi who disagrees with Rabbi Shimon, Dilechon Amar, your people said, who's he referring to? He's referring to Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana was originally from his people, from Bavel. Right, Rashi says, he went to Eretz Israel to learn Torah from Rabbi Yochanan. So he was from Bavel, said, your people, your person, Rav Kahana says, Amar, over here is different than the case of the throwing of the get, because over here, she is acquiring this document to become pasul to the keuna. So that's why this would be a little bit different. And maybe you can even say that it goes like Rabbi, not like Rabbi Shimon al-Azhar, that you need to take it back from her and give it back to her. Because over here, she's actually acquiring it by picking it up, rather than the previous case where it's thrown to her. That would be different. Then we said, Kitavo v'tocho, if you wrote it inside to get this restriction to marry that specific guy, then it makes the get pasul. So Amar Rav Safra, Kitavo v'tocho tanan, only if you actually wrote it inside, not just verbally. So the Gemara says, Pshita, obviously, Ketavo B'decho Tanan. That's what it said in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Ma'u D'tema, I would have thought to say, Hani Mili L'achar HaTorif. That's only if it was done, if that was written after the Torif. What is the Torif? The Torif is that part that is, you insert the names of the man and the woman, the date of the get, and so on and so forth. So he's saying, I would have thought it's only if it takes place after that part. But I would have thought that before you even write the Toref, if he verbalizes it and says that she's restricted to this one guy, maybe I would have thought that even in that case the get is pasul, kamashmalan, that no, that would not be the case. Rava says, Lo shanu ela lachar ha-toref. All of this was only talking about after the Toref was written. Aval lifnei ha-toref, before the Toref was written, afilo al pen nami as pasul. Even verbally, by restricting her to that one guy, the get is pasul. Rava goes according to his reason. Rava said to those that would write gets, silence the husband, don't let him speak verbally until he writes at least the Toref part of the get. Make him write that part, so then it doesn't make the get pasul by him verbally restricting her from that one person. Tana Rabbanan, kol ha-tana'im poslim beget v'ir Rebbe. He says, all conditions make the get pasul. The Chachamim say, kol she-posel al-peh, posel b'ktav. Kol she-eino posel al-peh, eino posel b'ktav. Anything that is posel by mouth, verbally, is posel, makes it pasul in the writing of the get. Anything that doesn't make it pasul verbally, does not make it pasul in the writing of the get. But if he says, chutz, so what does that mean? Chutz she-posel al-peh, posel b'ktav. If he said, except for, that makes it pasul verbally, so it's also pasul in the get. Al-menad, but if it was on condition, she'no posel al-peh, that doesn't make the get pasul verbally, she'no posel biktav, it would not make the get pasul in the writing as well. Amar bizera machloket lifnei ha-toref. This is machloket before the toref was written. The Rabbi Savar gazrinan al-menad atuchutz. Rabbi says, we make a decree on the case of al-menad. If he says, if he writes on condition, in case, maybe one time he'll write chutz. So make a gezerah on the case of almenat. But Rabbanan says, lo gazrin almenat adu chutz. We don't worry about him saying almenat in case he comes to say chutz. Aval achara toref, but after the toref was written, divrei akol kasher, everyone agrees, it's kasher. The get is kasher. So the Gemara says, umatnitin de katani ketavo, In the Mishnah, our Mishnah that said that if you write it inside the restriction, V'okimna, what do we establish in Mishnah by saying? Bechutz, we were talking about except for. Aval al-menad lo pasil, but if it was on condition, that would not make the get pasul. Ibait, so how do you explain that? So the Gemara answers, Ibait ema, perhaps one answer would be, Lifnei ha-toref ve-rabanan. It's talking about it was written before the toref, and it's going according to Rabbanan. Ah, V'ibait ema, if you want to say the achara toref, really was written, this restriction was written after the toref, and v'divir ha-kol, and it would go according to all opinions that such a get would be kasher. V'ravama, Rava says, Machloket la-achara toref. He says, Machloket is after the toref is written. Derbi savar gazinin atu lifnei ha-toref. Rabbi says, we make a decree, if you write the restriction after the Torah, lest you come to write it before the Torah. Yeah. Ah, the Rabbanan sabri lo gazirin atu lifnei ha-Torah. The Rabbanan says, no, we're not worried, you're going to come and write it before the Torah. Aval lifnei ha-Torah, but if it was done, the restriction was done before the Torah was written, divir ha-kol pasul. Everyone would agree that it's pasul. Ah, umatnitin dekatane kedavo. In the Mishnah that we said, that if you write the restriction inside, it makes it pasul. But Okimna, what do we establish in Mishnah by saying Okimna Bechutz? We said it was talking about except for al minat. But if it's said on condition, lo pasil, it would not make it pasul. What is that referring to? Achar haTorah veRabbanani. That would be after the Torah was written. If it was written al minat and going according to Rabbanan, that get would be kasher. The Gemara says Tani Avuad Rabbi Avin Kamid Rabbi Zerah. The father Rabbi Avin said in front of Rabbi Zerah. Ketav get al tanai. If he writes a get on condition, divir hakol pasul. Everyone agrees it is pasul. Divir hakol pasul. Everyone agrees it's pasul. V'ham yiflek peligi. We had a machloket. How can you say everyone says it's pasul? Ela ema, it must be the divrei hakol kasher. Everyone agrees it's kasher. Flipped it around, opposite. The Gemara says ve'echidame. What's the case? La'achara toref. It's referring to after the toref was written, and therefore everyone would agree that's kosher. So the Gemara says. Why don't you say it's pasul and it's going like Rebbe? And when it says Tana divrei hakol atnia, the Tana wanted to teach us divrei hakol. Everyone agrees. So how could he teach us everyone agrees? The only way is the following: so kasher pasul michlafle. He's worried if he just says according to this opinion it's kosher, you may mistake in the opinion and think, oh, it was pasul or it was kosher. I don't remember. But if I say hareze. If he says this is everyone's opinion, everyone agrees, you're not going to mix that up. You're not going to say, oh, maybe it's pasul. No, everyone agrees it's kosher. You're not going to mix it up and think everyone agrees it's not kosher. So therefore he wanted to teach us the divrei hakol according to everyone in order for us to remember. When it says matnitin new mishnah, hare at muter lechol adam ela la'aba la'avicha, you're permitted to anyone except for my father and your father. My brother and your brother. Slave and a goy. Anyone that she doesn't, if she were to marry, the kiddushin would not take effect. Kasher, the get is kosher. Because he's not removing her from anything, really. By saying that you can't marry these people, she's not allowed to marry those people anyway. So the Gemara says, Hare at mutar lechol adam. If he says you're allowed to marry anyone, ela al menad kohen gadol. Except for if you're a widow to a kohen gadol, gerusha v'chalutza kohen idiot. A divorcee or chalutzat, a regular kohen, mamzeret or netina li Israel, mamzeret or netina, who was from the Givonim to an Israel, or bad Israel, mamzeret or netina, a daughter of Israel to a mamzeret or netina. All these people are asur, and kiddushin does not work. Kiddushin would take effect in these type of cases, but it's asur. So the Gemara says, v'kol mi sheyesh la alav kiddushin, anyone that has kiddushin effect with her, afilu ba'avera pasul, even if it would be sinning, like these cases are sinning. Still, the get is pasul. Why? So over here, he's saying, you are free, but you cannot marry a kohen gadol. She's not allowed to marry a kohen gadol anyway. Ah, but if she did marry a kohen gadol, the kiddushin would take effect, even though it's be'avera, even though it's a sin. So by telling her, you cannot marry, you're putting that condition on it, now he's restricting her from someone. Ah, if he's restricting her from a kiddushin to take effect, now his marriage was never really fully severed. If it was never fully severed, they're never divorced, get is pasul. Gemara, klala. The beginning general rule of the Mishnah was coming to teach us all other liabilities to karet, that they're included in the first category, that the get would still be kosher, even a condition made on them. The second category was teaching us general rules of any of the negative commandments, liability for the negative commandments, that the get would be pasul if condition was made on them. Now we're going to have a bunch of examples. If he says, except for marrying a katan, a child, what's the deen? Are we going to say the child is not old enough, he can't do kiddushin right now, so that doesn't have any effect on the get, and the get would still take effect? Or maybe, perhaps, the child will become an adult, and eventually, he's going to be able to do kiddushin. And she wasn't able to marry that child, so therefore, it's not a real get. So the Gemara says, Amar le tenisua, we taught the following. Ketana mitgareshet kiddushei avia. We said a young girl can become divorced from the kiddushin that her father got for her, accepted for her. So the Gemara says, Amai, why? V'habainan v'yatza v'hayita. You need it, yatza v'hayita is this connection that just like she's able to do kiddushin, she's able to get a divorce. But she's not able to do kiddushin, this young girl, this under bat mitzvah girl. So she's not able to get a divorce. How can you say she can get a divorce? Ela ati elechad havaya. No, because of the fact she's going to become an adult, she's able to accept her divorce. Hachaname, so too in our case, ati elechad havaya, so too he's going to become an adult eventually, this child, and therefore, the husband who made this condition is restricting the wife from marrying a person that is eventually going to become an adult. So therefore the get is no good. Chutz min hanuladim, what if he says you're allowed to marry anyone except for anyone born from now on? So the Gemara says, hashta mia lo italid. Those children aren't born yet, no problem. Or Dilmar, perhaps atidein mityaldei. Maybe eventually they're going to be born, and he's holding her back, and the get is no good. Amar lei tenisua, we said in the Mishnah, le'eved uvek chachamim, to a slave or a goy, im ita, eved uvek chachamim nami avidin megayrei. Hold on, if you want to say the same thing, a slave or a goy, they can convert to Judaism. If they can convert to Judaism, that means if he says, don't be with those people, he's holding her back from someone who may eventually convert. And so therefore, why did we say in that case that the get is kasher? The get should be pasul over there also in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Hana chalav le'igayurure kaime. Hani le'te'alude kaime. A goy is not usually good. Most goyim don't convert. But most babies are born. Right, that's the difference. Babies, what a baby, a baby in the womb, they come out eventually, b'zad Hashem. But a goy does not eventually convert. That's not the norm. The norm is not for a goy to convert, so you can't make such a connection. So the Gemara asks another question. Chutz mi bal achota mahu. If he says you cannot marry the husband of her sister, what's the din then? She wasn't allowed to marry him anyway. So the Gemara says, hashta mia lo chazelei. He's not fit for her anyway right now, so therefore the get should be fine. Or Dilmar, perhaps zimnin de meta achota vechazelei. Or maybe the sister will die, and then this woman now will be permitted to the brother-in-law. But there's a condition from this get not allowing her to marry the brother-in-law. So therefore he's holding her back. And therefore there was never a severed marriage. And therefore it's not a divorce. Which one is it? Amar le tenitua, we said in the Mishnah, le'eved uvei kochamim, to a slave and a goy. Eved uvei kochamim nami, avidin megayrei. We said also, a slave and a goy, they can convert. If they can convert, why don't we say the same thing over here? That... Why don't we say the same thing by the case of a slave and a goy? That because of the fact that they can convert, that means that he's holding her back from something. But we didn't say that in the Mishnah. We said that a get is kasher. The Gemara says, "Gerud lo shachicha, mita shachicha." Conversion is not common. Death is common. Everybody dies. After 120, everybody's going to die. But not everybody converts. And so therefore, we would be worried that maybe the husband would die and therefore the get would not take effect because he's making a condition not allowing her to marry the future brother-in-law after her sister dies. What if he says you're allowed to marry anyone but you cannot do znut, you cannot have promiscuous activity? So, b'nisuin haloshier, he didn't hold her back from any marriage, so it'd be fine. Odilma shier b'biyar, maybe he's holding her back from having regular relations. And that's a problem in the get. The idea here, the general rule is if he's holding her back from someone, then the get wouldn't take effect because he's not severing the marriage. But if he's not holding her back from marriage, from marrying someone, the get would be fine. Amar le tenitua, we learned the following. We taught the following. The Abba l'avicha, we said, except for your father, my father, your father. So the Gemara says, ubemai, what are we referring to? Ilayim ben nisuin, maybe it was talking about for marriage, you can't marry my father, your father. Abba v'avicha b'nei nisuininu, is she allowed to marry her father or her father-in-law? Ela lav biznut, he must have been referring to don't have promiscuous activity with the fathers. Ula aba, ula vircha, udolo shier, halacher shier. For the fathers, there's nothing held back because she's not allowed to be with them anyway. But for another person that she's permitted to, if she's single, he's holding her back from going and being with that person. So the Gemara says, dilma bin nisu'in. No, maybe when the fathers, it was talking about actual marriage. Da'avar v'insiv. Let's say the fathers themselves, They went and did a violation, and they went and married the daughter-in-law or the daughter. They did some isur like that. So maybe that's what it was referring to, and you cannot learn out from here what you were trying to prove. If he asks, if he tells her, he says that you're permitted to anyone, but not an irregular way of relations. Only the regular way of relations. So, bikadarka halo shi'er, the regular way, he didn't hold her back, so the get would be fine. O dilmar, perhaps, mishkavei ishaktiv. No, it says mishkavei isha, any type of sleeping together. And therefore, if it's not the regular, if it's any type, he's holding her back from any type. Another question. Chutz mafara nedarayich mahu. If he says, you're permitted to everyone, except, and I'm giving everything back to you, except for the annulling of your vows. So, benisuin halo shi'er, maybe he didn't hold anything back from her in marriage, so the get takes effect. O dilmar, perhaps, ishah yakimenov, ishah yafe'erenukdiv. It says the husband has the right to annul the vow. And from the fact that he's holding the rights and not letting her go with that right to the next husband, therefore, the get should not take effect. Next question. If he says, you're permitted to everyone except for the trumot. Let's say you go and marry a kohen, you're not going to be able to eat truma. So, benisu'in, haloshier, he didn't hold anything back in the marriage. O dilmar, perhaps, kinyan kaspoktiv. No, he did hold something back in the marriage. This is a kinyan kaspo, meaning when a kohen marries a woman, she is allowed to eat truma. So now that he's holding her back from that, he is holding back. Chutz min yoshatayich, mao. What if he says everything except for your inheritance? Binisuin halo shi'er, he didn't hold anything back in the marriage. Odilma l'sheiro v'yarash otaktiv. It says v'yarash otaktiv. It says that your closest relative will inherit when she dies. So which one is it? Is he holding her back or is he not holding her back? Does the get take effect or not? And last question, chutz mikidushayich bishtar mao. There's three ways to do kiddushin. What are the three ways to do kiddushin? This is good practice for next week. Tuesday, we're going to have this mishnah. So three ways to do kiddushin: kesef, shtar, and bi'ah. With money, you can do kiddushin. With a document, and with bi'ah, with relations. So if the husband says you're allowed to marry somebody, but you cannot do kiddushin with a document, well, what's the din? So mi amrin and efshar and mikadesh la bekesef bi'ah. She's able to do kiddushin with money or with bi'ah. We do it with both. We give a ring, right? The value of money, and we do and there's relations also. So there's both. So but he's saying she's still able to do have kesem and bi'ah. Or dilmar, perhaps ve'atza ve'ayita is a hekesh. It says just the way she gets out, so too the way she gets in. Itkush havayod lahadade, meaning they're connected. And she has to be able to have every right to do kiddushin, and if not, it doesn't count. So the Gemara says, "Teiku." All of those questions we don't have an answer to. Good. New Mishnah. Gufo shall get the main part of the get. It says the following: Hariat muter lechol adam. You are permitted to every person. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Vedan dehevel lechi minai sefer tiruchin." He says the following statement must be included: that this document is what shall be to you from me. A sefer teruchin, a document of banishment. Ve'igeret shivukin, a letter of abandonment. And ve'get peturin, an exemption, a bill of release. U'lemehach le'it nasva lechal gevar de'yatzvin. And you can go and be married to any man that you want. That's what has to be written in the get. Gufo shel get shechrur, what's written in the main part of a document of freedom for a slave is the following. Hare'at bat chorin, you are a free lady. Hare'at la'atzmech, you are to yourself. Okay, now what's going to happen is now we're going to ask, what if he said the opposite to her? So the Gemara says, Pshita amar la l'ishto, if he said to his wife, Hare'at bat chorin, you are a free woman, that's for a slave, not for a wife. Halo amar v'laklum, that's as if he said nothing. Amar la l'shivchato, if he said to his maidservant, Hare'at muter l'chol adam, you're permitted to any man, that's what you say to your wife, not to your maidservant. Lo amar v'laklum, it's as if he said nothing. So the Gemara says, "Amar la leisha hare ad la'atzmech ma'u." If he says to his wife, "You are to yourself," what is that? So the Gemara says, "Legamri kamar." He's saying you're completely to yourself; you're free to go. Or limelacha kamar. He's saying, "No, you're free for yourself from work. You don't have to work. You don't have to do any service, any work." Amar le Ravina le Ravashi tashema. Now we said in the Mishnah, "Gufo shel shtar shechrur." We said the main part of the document of freedom for a slave is Hareat bat chorin, Hareat latzmech. You are a free lady. You are for yourself. And it says, "Uma avda dekani le gufei ki amar le Hareat latzmech kane gufei." A slave that his body is acquired to someone, but still, if you say to him, "You are for yourself," that's enough. Now he's free. He acquires his own body now by just saying, "Hare'at la'atzmech," you are for yourself. Ah, isha de lo kane gufa. A woman, you don't own your wife. You don't own her body. So how much more so, lo kol shegen, that if you tell her, how much more so that if you say to her, you are for yourself, that she would be completely divorced. Amar le Ravina Darvashi, amar le avdo, if you say to your slave, ein li esach becha mawe, I have nothing to do with you anymore. What's the deen? Amar le Rav Chanin Darvashi, v'amri le Rav Chanin, mechozna Darvashi. Some say it's Rav Mechozna. Tashma. Braita says that Anya Hamocher Abdul Bekhavim Yatsa Lecherut. If somebody sells a slave to a goy, the slave goes free. Bitzerich gets shechur ma'arabor rishon, but he needs a document of freedom from the first master. Amar Ashbag, when do we say that? Shelo katav alav ono. If he didn't write an ono, aval katav alav ono zeu shechuro. But if he wrote ono, that's his freedom. What's ono? So the Gemara asks, my ono. Amar Rav Sheshet de katav le lekshetivrach mimenu en le esek becha. He writes to the slave that when you run away from him, from this owner that that you're given to, I have nothing to do with you. You're a free person. Ah, so that's an ono. If you would have wrote an ono, then he goes free once that happens. If you didn't write an ono, then it depends. Then we go basically, he has to get a document of freedom from his first master. Okay? Okay, we'll stop the bird tonight. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen v'amen. Just a quick 1 minute recap. We started on the Amud Bet by talking about what he's supposed to do. We thought it was a machlok between Rabbi Shimon and Elazar, and we said maybe our Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon. We said no, our Mishnah could even be going like Rabbi Danasi. Then we had a new Mishnah. We said if she's permitted to everyone, except for cases of karet, where get with kiddushin would not take effect, so the get still works. But if he says you're permitted to everyone, except for cases of love, of negative commandment, like a widow to a kohen gadol, the get would not take effect because he's holding her back. Then we went through different cases and we said that holding her back from certain type of marriage is not giving her a get because you're not doing kritut, you're not severing the marriage. And the final part of the daf was the last Mishnah. We're talking about the difference between the main body part of the get and the main body part of a document of freedom for a slave. So the main body part of a get is saying you are permitted to every man. And the main body part of a slave is that he says you are a free woman and you are for yourself. So the question is, what if he says to his wife, you are for yourself? And he came out and he said, if a slave is acquired to the person, if he's saying, you are to yourself, that's enough. How much more so, a woman who's not acquired to the person, if you say, you are to yourself, that would be enough to divorce the woman. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen. Yom Tov.